Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus, on a three-day visit to the region of Úzký, has slammed groups allegedly trying to take advantage of local social unrest for their own political gain. The government is taking under consideration a proposal outlining the formation of a specialized team of state prosecutors to deal with major corruption cases. The human rights watchdog Amnesty International has reported that the Czech Republic is among countries that in recent years exported arms to authoritarian regimes. President Václav Klaus, on a three-day visit to the region of Úzký in northern Bohemia, has slammed groups apparently trying to take advantage of social unrest in the area for their own political gain. The president accused some of purposely whipping up tensions in troubled areas, mentioning by name past fraudster Lukáš Kohout, an organizer of recent anti-Roma demonstrations. In September, police officials warned that extremist right-wing groups would try to use growing social unrest in northern Bohemia to their advantage. Later on Wednesday, the Czech president met with local mayors to discuss developments, but some officials have charged the president should have more specifically tailored his visit to address what was going on. One local mayor, Josef Zoser, has criticized the president for not meeting members of the public, but only with elected officials. The center-right government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas will take under consideration a proposal outlining the formation of a specialized team of state prosecutors, this to deal with major corruption cases and economic crime. Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík of the Public Affairs Party told journalists on Wednesday that the proposal would see further work, indicating that one idea could be the formation of special courts. The creation of a special 15-member unit for economic crime and corruption, the Justice Ministry indicated, could help remove local ties between corrupt local prosecutors and the criminal underworld. According to Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil, who put forward the proposal, state prosecutors would also be able to work more effectively with the country's police. The Czech Republic and several other European countries, along with Russia and the United States, sold weapons to authoritarian regimes in the Middle East and North Africa in recent years, says a report by the watchdog group Amnesty International. The report was released on Wednesday. Since 2005, weapons were shipped to countries like Bahrain, Egypt, Libya, and Syria, with some of them used to try and suppress the popular uprising, the Arab Spring, Amnesty International said. On the basis of the report, the organization is calling for rules on arms export to be tightened to lower the risk of weapons being used in human rights violations. Former Prime Minister and ex-Civic Democrat Chairman Mirek Topolánek will reportedly attend the Civic Democrats' upcoming party conference. The former party leader received an invitation from current chairman, Prime Minister Petr Nečas, a media representative for Mr. Topolánek said. He is due to give an address on Saturday. Mr. Topolánek stepped down as chairman last April after making controversial statements in an interview for a gay magazine, which caused a scandal. He was replaced by Mr. Nečas shortly before the 2010 national election and did not attend the conference last year. Following his departure from high politics, Mirek Topolánek moved to the private sector. Turning to sport now, Czech football champions Viktoria Plzeň face Barcelona at Nou Camp on Wednesday in their third game in Group H in the Champions League. Practicing ahead of the match, the club's players expressed excitement and anticipation over a wish fulfilled, even though the game against the defending champions, one of the world's top football clubs, will be far from easy. Coach Pavel Vrba has called it, though, a dream come true which might never be repeated. Viktoria Plzeň are currently at the bottom of their group after drawing with Bate Borisov in Game 1, but then losing against AC Milan. I'm Jan Fellinger, and that's the news.